USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several police officers and civilians are injured due to an active shooter situation at a manufacturing plant in Aurora, Illinois. Police are at the Henry Pratt Company, and the entire area is on lockdown. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 in Chicago what he saw.
He walked by me when they went up to the front. He walked right, I'd say, within 20 feet, and he's going up the aisle, and then next thing you know, from one of the other guys came running back and said that he saw opening fire.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking to NATO in Brussels, a top Pentagon official promised that there would be no unilateral troop reduction in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That promise came from Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan that the U.S. will not reduce its troop presence in Afghanistan on its own. He said any action taken would be fully coordinated with American allies.
There will be no unilateral troop reduction. I mean, that was one of the messages of the meeting today. We'll be coordinated. We're together.
Peace talks are currently underway with the Taliban to end what has become America's longest war. About 14,000 troops are in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the Supreme Court. Ginsburg had been working from home while recovering from cancer surgery back in December. The justice was seen in public just once over the past 2 months. Ginsburg is 85 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee said that her state would be one of the most greatly hurt by the Green New Deal if the progressive proposal is implemented. Blackburn explains on Fox News.
I'm telling you, I don't think the Green New Deal is going anywhere in the U.S. Senate. I mean, think about this thing and what it would do. The technology does not even exist to be able to do away with fossil fuels within 10 years. The technology's not there, so you can't get there even if you wanted to. And here's what it would mean for Tennesseans. FedEx would no longer exist. They're one of the largest employers in the state. Our biggest agricultural sector is cattle farming. That would no longer exist. We have an oil refinery at the Port of Memphis. That would be shut down. All of those jobs would go away. The logistics industry, all of those jobs would go away. We have great hamburger places like Powell's in East Tennessee. They would be out of business. You wouldn't have your local corner service station or Minute Market. All those jobs would be gone.
And finally, the moment NASCAR fans have been waiting for since November, the first truck race of the season tonight at Daytona International Speedway, the Daytona 500 set for Sunday, green flag just after 2:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.